best night of your life. The real players pulling a play for everyone to see. In the world, but you're right here with me.
Yo, that's some Williams.
And that was Best Night of Your Life by BJ the Chicago Kid. And let me say, I've been listening to this guy's music for a while. He's special. He's very good. I like the song he has with JID. It's called Strawberries. I don't know if y'all heard it. Pretty big song. But, you know, he's just, I like him a lot. His vocal fluctuations are like similar to Frank Ocean, I'd say.
That's how I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. A little bit Anderson .Paak in there.
I would say Frank Ocean, Anderson .Paak for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe not on this song, but some other songs I definitely hear. What's his name? Don Toliver. That's the
Ooh,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely hear some of that.
He actually has a song for the GTA 5 soundtrack. Hopefully he comes back for GTA 6.
Speaking of GTA 6, how are y'all feeling about that?
Boy, am I excited.
Okay, next song. Next song, we have All the Things I Couldn't Say to You by Busty and the Bass. And that was All the Things I Couldn't Say to You by Busty and the Bass. I liked that song. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It reminded me of Blood Orange, if anyone knows about them. I really enjoyed their music. Speaking of the title, All the Things I Couldn't Say to You, I really felt like this wasn't really a romantic song when I listened to it. It had a more funk and like togetherness vibe where like when we were listening to it off air, we really felt a connection between all of us, except Adriel. Adriel really didn't talk about it that much.
No, I think you need to not come for our teammate like that.
Oh.
I think we all need to, you know, times are tough. It's a new year. Everyone's struggling. Think we should all stay together.
Mir? Yeah, Mir.
It's okay, though. No harsh feelings towards
you. No, yes, harsh feelings.
This is just a positive. No, Adriel. This is a positive environment. Let's keep it
going. You know what? Yeah.
Adriel, do you want me to apologize?
Well, now it's just going to be a disingenuous apology.
Yeah.
Let's just move on and grow as people.
Yeah. Mir?
We're all good. Lamb on three. One, two, three.
Lamb!
There we go.
Yeah, we needed that.
We did need that.
I'm sorry, Adriel.
It's frustrating, you know. That's a view. I mean, none of us live up here. Anyways, next song, you guessed it. It's another one of mine. This is a song I've been working on. I made it last, or 2 months ago, I believe. It has no name at the moment, but I hope you enjoy.
Commitments, the problem I find within is a calling part of my brain where I realize that I'm different. I was always scared of love, either that or I was scared of reacting to a reaction that you made when you said that I'd probably never be enough. And I hurt, so I look quick to the sky right up above, asking please don't let it end, please let it be a bluff. But it's over with, despite what you might think, I don't hate you, girl, I'm over it. Girl, I'm over it. What's on my mind? It's harder to tell the truth when it's easy to tell a lie. Been thinking about a noose and it's never slipping my mind. I know what I wanna choose, but I'm scared of facing the eyes. A judgment within the Lord up in heaven when I arrive. Evil tries to consume, it's always in a disguise. Like money, media, outlets, and people that I acquire. A genuine type connection and tell them what's on my mind. And then I figure out they've been plotting, talking behind my back.
And that was Untitled by me, yours truly, Real the Menace. You can find me on all streaming.
I really enjoyed that song. I like the outro.
I like the instruments that you had in the beginning, you know. It reminded me a lot of Kendrick Lamar, you know.
That's what I was going for.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely heard that influence in it, so.
Mir, what'd you think?
I think it was a great song, Mario.
Thank you, man. You know, coming from you, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, a few words, you know.
As always, of course. And now it's time for a quick PSA.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think, you know, wasting water is a big problem. Not in my household. My family got it on lock. But I think Mir actually has a big
problem. Yeah, in my household, we actually... No. We've been cutting back on showers recently.
I don't believe you. Anyways, our next song is 22 by Julie Rhyme with Laugh and Cry.
Oh.
And that was 22 by Julie Byrne with the Laugh Cry Laugh.
Somber song.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely had me in my feels.
Mm-hmm. What are you in your feels about, man? Let's talk. This is an open space.
You know, like recently, I went to the McDonald's and I asked for a 20 piece and they gave me 18 pieces.
No way.
Yeah, man.
I think... You know, speaking personally, I'm not trying to come at you.
Okay.
I don't think anyone needs 20 nuggets, quite frankly. I think that's a large order of nuggets.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you as a friend, of course.
Okay.
I can just go with the 6, maybe 10. 10 would be good.
10?
Yeah.
I mean, I go for 50. That's...
what's your McDonald's order, man?
You know, McDouble.
Yeah.
Meal. Medium. Mm. Medium. With just a junior chicken on the side.
How about you, Adriel?
I mean, you know, comes and goes, but the vanilla frap has always been my go-to.
Mm. That's true.
You know, the one in Lougheed, though, doesn't have it, so it's kind of disappointing sometimes when I go, they don't have it.
It's Lougheed, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true, but but yeah.
And Luke, are you?
I don't know, I don't really go to McDonald's, but when I usually go, it's usually like late at night, so like...
Good healthy man.
A cheeseburger and like fries or something, I don't know.
Yeah, that's respect, I can't lie. Yeah. And one more thing before we move on to the next song, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
What's your take on dipping the fries in ice cream?
Scrumdiddlyumptious!
I really don't think it's that bad.
It's not bad.
So overall, it's not.
Yeah,
it's good. Like the Wendy's Frosty ones.
Yeah, Wendy's Frosty fries, that's bomb.
I agree with that. You know, I was getting hated on by my brother. He's probably listening right now. You know who you are. Yeah, he saw me do it last night. And he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing? but you know.
Has he tried it before?
No, he beat me up for that.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think he doesn't. Black eye. You can't see me, but I have a black eye.
Yeah. So, as we know about culinary arts, I watched The Bear recently.
Bro, I love that show. I started watching it. It's so good.
I love Bear.
It's so good.
And just like there's this one scene where the sous chef.
You love bears, but we're lambs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
But they don't coexist. Like the bear will eat the deer. Like,
I mean, if a bear sees a lamb, it's 100%
good. Yeah,
but we're rams. We can just and then ram them off the cliff.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Point.
That's true. That's true. That is true.
Yeah,
that's why we're the goat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that, man. Thank you. This one, next song is called "To See" by AI West. And that was "To See" by AI West. Very
ambient,
melancholy song.
Yes.
Felt like a memory that you can almost remember, but you can't quite get the details. A vivid picture, kind of.
That outro was really unique.
Yeah,
it was very unique.
I could play that again, really.
Oh, please do.
It's quite the banger.
Mir, can you imitate that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just play it one more time.
I got you, of course. That was great, honestly.
That was awesome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. You know, Lamb wouldn't be the same without you.
No,
thank you,
man. It wouldn't.
Yeah, it'd actually be better.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But yeah, as you can see, having a great time up here.
Of course.
Me and Mir weren't able to be here last week. Mm-hmm. I haven't had the best track record being here at all, honestly. Just, you know, it's busy. Life happens. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah.
If you don't, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Just play Mir every time you're here.
Yeah. But it's fine. Without me, you have Mir, you have Luca, you have Adriel. You have three great hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And our next song, moving on, is "Blonde Hair Now" by Moon River.
When you wake up in the morning and you get in your car, and your alarm clock's been ringing, 'cause it knows where you are. You don't feel much like singing off counting the stars with your blonde hair now. You got blonde hair now. Lock me up in prison for the rest of my life, arrested on suspicion of being alive. And it all falls to pieces right in front of your eyes, like a secret cow, like a sacred cow.
And that was Blonde Hair Now by... My apologies. And that was Blonde Hair Now by Moon River. My apologies again. Very slow-paced song. Reminded me kind of just a little bit of Ivy off Blonde by Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. What do you guys think?
Just a little bit.
It reminded me of like how Meg would feel after Peter farts in her face.
Bro, that's, what?
This dude's yapping, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm a little bit of a Family Guy myself.
Okay. Quick promo for, you know, our Friday group. Shout out them. Tune in on Friday, 3 to 4.
No. 2 to 3.
My apologies, 2 to 3. It's our Friday group. Good friends. Quick promo for them. Rock and ride.
From transit to traffic, our method of transport affects the music we love. Whether it be Trooper's bright white sports car or Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, our ride can even bring us the fundamental inspirations for our music. Listen in to CJSF 90.1 FM at 2 to 3 p.m. on Fridays for Rock and Ride, during which we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. My name is Sean McMeekin. Don't get stuck in traffic, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Like they said, their show, Rock and Ride, coming up soon. Tune in. You know, they make great music over there.
I know. I had a good listen. And they also do their transport quite well.
Yeah, they have a great show over there.
You want to hear my Peter impression?
Yes, bro, please.
Let's hear your Peter impression, man.
Lawrence.
That was Squidward.
Oh, okay. Love it.
Yeah.
Can you try?
I can try to do the laugh. That's all I can really do. I can do it. Where were we? Sorry, I just got sidetracked. Peter Griffin's in the room, apparently.
The last song we played.
And we have another song coming up for you called Turn It Up. I can't speak, apparently. Turn It Up, featuring Tessa Balazs. That's a tricky name.
You got it.
By G.R. Garrett. G.R. Gyatt.
We keep turning it up, baby, turning it up now. I've been stressed, kind of obsessing over her and them. I move my body in between and feel them pressing in. They ask me what I like with eyes looking me up and down. She told me don't be shy, she likes the way I'm blushing now. They got me living for the weekend, leaning into how I'm feeling, and I don't see it as a weakness, no.
with my breathing. Not a second left for sleeping. There's a moment and we seize it. Let's go.
Some say keep it down, but they're not living it up. Your excuses and putting our love to the test. I'm getting your best. Some say keep it down, but they're not living it up, baby, living it up now. Some say turn it down, so we keep turning it up, baby, turning it up.
Don't be shy with me, just lie with me, tell me all your fantasies,
tell me all your fantasies,
tell me that I'm all you need, baby, don't be shy with me, just lie with me, tell me all your fantasies, tell me that I'm all you need.
And that was Turning It Up featuring Tessa Balazs by G.R. Gyat. I think the Tessa's vocals reminded me heavy of Erykah Badu. And obviously Miss Lauryn Hill, greatest female MC of all time.
What else?
Yeah, I like that song. It reminded me heavy of, you know, ending of like a high school movie.
Yeah.
Let's say they just won the big game or something. Yeah. So good vibes all around, you know.
I agree.
Or like the guy gets the girl.
Or, you know, the guy gets anyone he wants to. It's 2024, man. Come on.
Personally, I get the girl, though. I don't know about you.
I've never seen you with a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel that Mario just said that about you?
You know I don't... You know I don't have a mom.
Take the L, honestly.
Yo!
Yeah. You know, it's been... This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You've been tuned in to Lam Radio with your host, Mario.
Adriel.
Luca.
Mir.
I hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you.